something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Would you say there's no bond on earth stronger than the one between a husband and wife?
Oh. Mm.
Shouldn't be.
Well, I thought about mother and child.
No surprise you're wrong on that, Brooke. The only connection more powerful, according to Wikipedia, is the bond between a work husband and work wife.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yes. That's disturbing.
In today's call, when we find out a lady just got a new job, our own Jose Bolaños is going to swoop in before anybody else does and see if he can stake his claim on this rambunctious filly.
If I can't get a regular wife, I'll at least get a work wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody warn HR because the phone tap's about to happen right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Pete Speedy Zipper from work. Is this Kristen?
Yeah, this is Kristen. Petey who?
Pete Speedy Zipper, silly. Good morning. How are you? We are all so excited.
Excited for what?
Yeah, well, our boss has told us that you're the one who accepted the new accounting position, right, at our company?
Oh, yes, totally.
Oh, that's incredible. First off, bottom of my heart, congratulations.
Thank you.
New job.
I know, I'm a little nervous, I have to say, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, no, you're gonna be fine. Actually, you know, I only work about 6 cubicles away from you, so I have a feeling we're gonna be really good friends.
Okay.
That's why I went down to Human Resources, and I actually asked them to give me your number, because I wanted to be the first one.
The first one for what?
Well, the first one to ask you, will you... Kristen from accounting, be my work wife. Please say yes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It would make me the happiest employee in the whole building.
Okay, does that happen at the workplace? Like work wife, work husband? Okay, that's a little weird to me.
Yes, but... it does, silly. There's a lot of people around here that have work wives and work husbands. I mean, look, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I think you'd be very happy with me.
That is so funny.
It is silly.
Well, if everybody's doing it, then Pete, I do, I guess.
Wait,
yeah.
You're saying yes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've always
wanted. But no. Only if that's something that people do all the time.
Totally normal. It's our culture here. So anyway, Kristen, did you want me to put in my order now with you, or should I email you the specifics?
What does that mean?
Well, you're going to make my lunches from now on, silly. And I'm a picky eater, so I want to make sure you had all the details.
I really don't make lunches for anybody. I don't even make lunches for my kids.
Well, here our work wives actually make the food. So you're funny.
No, actually, you're funny because this isn't going to happen. Well, I mean, I'm not making lunch for anybody.
I'm not sensing a sour attitude over there, am I? Because that's not allowed here either.
Wow.
We are going to get along great no matter what.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure about that. Honestly, because if you're six cubicles away and you want me to bring you lunch every day,
you should be thankful I'm six away. It's not like it's Greg. That guy's desk is right by you. And I'll tell you right now, I'd prefer it if you don't speak with Greg, okay? He's not a happy camper.
Why am I not supposed to be friends with Craig?
Well, you know, he made me look bad in a presentation I did a few weeks ago. And as my work wife, I need you to have my back on this.
Okay, no.
Just trust me.
Pete, I just don't like the fact that, you know, you're having me take alliances and be mean to somebody before I even know them. It's just none of my business.
Well, you're right. It's not any of your business. It's our business because we make such a good couple.
Oh, my God.
Your problems are my problems, too, right? I got your back. You have mine.
Who do you hate? You know, Pete, I don't want to hurt your feelings here, but we are not a couple.
Wait, you're not doing what I think you're doing right now, are you?
Telling you that I don't want to be in a work relationship with a crazy person? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Are you stepping out on me with Greg? You're going behind my back already, huh?
I don't even know who Greg is.
Oh, well, I need to tell you something then. I have feelings for Alicia in marketing.
Okay, I don't need to know that.
I can hear it. You're burning. You're burning with jealousy over there. Ears are red.
Oh, holy hell. I am not burning for anybody.
Lobes are on fire.
I'm already regretting that I've taken this job. I need to get off the phone with you right now, and this is not okay.
Would it be okay if I told you that this was actually a prank phone call, work wife?
Are you kidding me?
I am.
I am kidding. No!
This is actually Jose from the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah, your real husband, Martin, actually is the one who set you up for this.
Oh, my God. No!
He said he knew you're starting a new job and you're all nervous about it. And
I'm so nervous. He's so dead. Oh, my God. No.
Well, look, Martin may have done a bad thing, but that does not mean we're still not icing out Greg. We do not like him.
We do not like him at all.
Yes.
I'm still Pete, darling. I'm still not making you a frigging sandwich.
Okay. Well, what about like a cup of noodle? Can I get anything?
A cup of noodle.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bring you a cup of noodle.
We are so in work love.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.